Hi, this is Anne Merchant, and welcome to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academy of Sciences, the National Academy of Engineering, the Institute of Medicine, and the National Research Council, collectively known as the National Academies. The vast majority of microorganisms don't cause disease. In fact, human evolution has occurred in the context of a world co-inhabited by thousands of types of microorganisms, and we couldn't survive without them. Although there's an acute need to pursue new drugs to fight emerging diseases and increasing antibiotic resistance, the proposed idea of developing a superdrug that kills all microorganisms is at best limited and at worst seriously flawed. Instead, more nuanced approaches should be pursued that seek to understand and mimic the complex relationships that keep human health and microbial communities in a healthy balance. The emergence of new infectious diseases like SARS and West Nile virus, combined with the potential threat of bioterrorist attacks and growing antibiotic resistance among disease-causing bacteria, highlights an acute need for the development of new antimicrobial therapeutics to fight infectious agents. One might wish to identify one solution to all microbial threats to health, a single gorillacillin drug that can protect against any infectious agent. But this type of antimicrobial superdrug could counteract the ancient and complex relationship between microorganisms and human health, in which microorganisms also contribute to protection against infection and maintenance of human health. It's therefore important to recognize the potential for finding novel ways to fight infectious diseases through a deeper understanding of the natural interactions between the human body and the microorganisms that dominate our world. To that end, possible antimicrobial therapies include those that are directed against the pathogenic microorganisms and those that are designed to boost the immune responses in the patient. These two approaches provide complementary and overlapping strategies in the treatment of infectious diseases. Research in fields as diverse as evolutionary biology, bacteriology, ecology, immunology, and developmental biology has led to a growing realization that humans exist as part of an environment full of microorganisms, the vast majority of which do not cause disease and many of which actually benefit human health. In fact, every human body contains many more bacterial cells than human cells. The microorganisms that overwhelmingly dominate our world have been evolving, coexisting, and competing with each other for millions of years. Humans have learned to take advantage of this long history. For example, most of the antimicrobial agents that have revolutionized the treatment of infectious diseases in the past several decades are derived from bacterial products that have been used by bacteria in their interactions with each other for millions of years. The ability of bacteria, however, to develop resistance to antimicrobial agents is also an ancient evolutionary skill, one that presents a serious and growing threat to human health. All humans live in intimate community with thousands of microbial species, on our skins, in our guts, and oral cavities, and these microorganisms affect human health in many positive ways, from development to nutrition to lowered susceptibility to disease. The human immune system has evolved in the midst of this microbe-dominated world, developing highly nuanced and carefully regulated responses to the myriad microorganisms it encounters. In such a microbial world, the idea of developing a gorillacillin to eliminate all disease-causing microorganisms becomes hopelessly complicated. How would such a drug distinguish microbial friend from foe? How would it outwit the varied defense tactics developed over millions of years by thousands of microorganisms? Would this gorillacillin improve or diminish the performance of the highly complicated human immune system? How long would it remain effective before harmful microorganisms evolve resistance to it? These questions are daunting, even discouraging. At the same time, antibiotics have saved millions of lives, and interventions exploiting the human immune system, especially immunization, have vastly reduced the human vulnerability to infectious disease. If gorillacillin is an unrealistic, perhaps even undesirable goal, it's nevertheless clear that effective antimicrobial therapeutics have been and can again be developed. At the request of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, two committees established by the National Academies organized workshops to help generate ideas for innovative research approaches to the development of antimicrobial therapeutics. One workshop focused on potential new classes of antibiotics, while the other explored the possibility of treating infectious diseases by affecting the response of the immune system. The road from a brilliant idea to a clinically available treatment is long and full of pitfalls. Differing approaches to antibiotic use in different countries, declining investment in antimicrobials by large pharmaceutical companies, Increasing costs of clinical trials and complicated regulatory and legal environments are just a few of the obstacles to bringing new compounds from the laboratory to the clinic. Interesting and important as these issues are, the workshops were not designed to address them. Rather, they focused on the scientific possibilities. At each workshop, participants considered the current state of knowledge, identified approaches that have been successful in the past, and brainstormed about ways in which new areas of research could revolutionize the treatment of infectious disease. The recommendations put forward by each committee emerged independently from their respective workshop discussions. Some of the committee's recommendations reflect ways in which current approaches to developing antibiotics and ways of influencing the immune system's response to pathogens could be improved. Implementation of recommendations of this type is most likely to provide improved therapeutics in the short term. For example, many successful antibiotics have been discovered by studying natural products. The emerging field of metagenomics offers the possibility of discovering gene products with antibiotic activity without having to culture individual organisms. Metagenomics is an emerging field in which the power of genomic analysis is applied to entire communities of microorganisms, bypassing the need to isolate and culture individual bacterial community members. Generating slight chemical variations of compounds with promising activity frequently results in more effective drugs. New chemical synthesis approaches that allow the rapid synthesis of more varied structures could speed this process. Click chemistry is a method of synthetically building new compounds by joining small units together. This technique represents one approach to the rapid synthesis of promising antimicrobial compounds. Immunization, both passive and active, has been hugely successful, but could be improved with enhanced understanding of exactly how different antibodies function and how they interact with the innate or the nonspecific or general immune system. Other recommendations reflect the committee's judgment as to which areas of basic research are most likely to lead to genuinely novel approaches to infectious disease treatment. Because the outcome of such basic research is difficult to predict, these approaches might be labeled high risk, but have the potential also to yield great reward in the long term. Current antibiotic development concentrates on targets that are essential for bacterial metabolism. Research into how bacteria communicate with each other may allow the development of drugs that confuse rather than kill bacteria. Such drugs might be less likely to provoke resistance because bacteria with the ability to resist such drugs would not necessarily be any more likely to survive than non-resistant bacteria. The human immune system is constantly interacting with the thousands of bacterial species naturally living within the body. Understanding how these bacteria communicate with the immune system and how the immune system singles out harmful microorganisms could lead to drugs that help the bacteria in our bodies outcompete pathogens. Once considered primitive, the innate immune system, or the nonspecific or general immune system, is increasingly regarded as highly complex, regulated, and intimately intertwined with the acquired or specific or targeted immune system and the nervous system. Understanding innate immune system regulatory pathways and active molecules may lead to drugs that are effective against a wide array of infectious agents. Development of techniques that affect the response of the immune system must be conducted carefully to avoid unintended harmful effects of artificially boosting natural immune responses. Overstimulation of the immune system can disrupt natural balances and present a danger to the host. Both workshops highlighted the value of improved diagnostics and recommended new approaches to identifying disease-causing agents. Rapid diagnostic tools to allow identification of disease-causing microorganisms would make it possible for physicians to reduce the use of broad-spectrum antibiotics and to encourage the use and development of narrowly targeted therapeutics. Diagnostic profiles that describe the immune status of the patient could make it possible to predict how effective different treatments will be and to target drugs that affect the response of the immune system to the right patients at the right time. Both workshops identified imperfections in many of the techniques currently used to evaluate antimicrobial compounds. For example, testing antimicrobial compounds against microorganisms grown under ideal laboratory conditions doesn't reflect the reality of pathogens competing against the natural microbiota in human tissue under pressure from the immune system. Participants also identified the challenges in developing and validating animal models for studying diseases. It's also difficult to design and evaluate clinical trials of drugs that are designed to affect the response of the immune system. Compounds that affect the highly complex and individually variable immune system because such personalized therapies don't easily fit within the traditional model of drug development and testing. Many of the most effective solutions will require the integration of antimicrobials and approaches that influence the response of the immune system. Many immune system-affecting drugs, for example, may not be able to cure disease directly, but they could be effective in combination with traditional antimicrobials. Likewise, it's possible that researchers could develop antibiotics that would be selectively activated through interaction with the compounds used by the immune system to signal damage. Future discussions of infectious disease treatments that target the disease-causing agent and enhance the immune response at the same time could generate even more promising ideas. The committee's recommendations address new approaches to fighting disease from a variety of angles, from improved diagnostics to greater utilization of the natural immune system to development and testing of antibiotics. New technological advances, such as high-throughput screening and innovative chemistry techniques, can allow rapid generation and testing of multiple variants of promising antimicrobial compounds. Emerging areas of research, such as metagenomics, offer insights into a variety of microbial communities previously inaccessible to medical research. Basic research in areas such as bacterial communication and the workings of the natural immune system can provide the basis for novel approaches to fighting pathogens. The incredible array of microorganisms that's found in every corner of our world, including inside the human body, offers a huge potential for developing ways to use beneficial microorganisms and the long history of microbial evolution to our advantage in treating infectious diseases. By exploring the complex relationships between human health and microorganisms, we can hope to discover new approaches that avoid the pitfalls of traditional approaches to fighting infection by killing all microbes, such as antibiotic resistance. A deeper understanding of the microbial communities within our bodies and in our environment would aid in many aspects of treatment, from diagnosis to disease management to cure and recovery. The Committee on New Classes of Antimicrobials was chaired by Christopher T. Walsh from the Harvard Medical School. The Committee on Immunomodulation was chaired by Arturo Casadevall from the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. For more information on treating infectious diseases in a microbial world, report of two workshops on novel antimicrobial therapeutics, contact the Board on Life Sciences. You may phone them at 202-334-2187. You may also read the full text of this report online at nap.edu. My name is Anne Merchant, and you've been listening to The Sounds of Science, the podcast brought to you by the National Academies, advisors to the nation on science, engineering, and medicine. Be sure to visit us at our website at nationalacademies.org, where we have more than 3,000 books and publications available full text to read free online.